accepted. Your right has some words of wisdom on how we run our meetings and how we require you to conduct yourselves.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As Chairman Ross stated, this is the time for the scheduled public hearings before the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission, as shown on tonight's agenda. These proceedings are conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the commission meeting to view the commission's deliberations and the votes on the pending applications. In addition, these proceedings are broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Everyone in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, and no applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please don't do anything that distracts from these proceedings, and we ask that you follow the directions of the chairman. Also, if you have a telephone or similar device, we ask that you turn it off or switch it to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chairman, and the director will review the application and describe any agency comments that's been received. Then the applicant will present and explain its application to the commission and may present any relevant exhibits and testimony in support of the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chairman will invite public comment. Supporters will go first, followed by any opponents. If there is a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we ask that they identify themselves and speak first. Whenever speaking to the commission, please come up to the podium and identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We do ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. The chairman does have the authority to set reasonable time limits on testimony from the applicant and the audience, and he has the authority to terminate testimony from anyone that is irrelevant or unduly repetitive. Also, Sussex County and its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, source of income, handicap or disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. During the proceedings, no direct questioning or cross-examination of the applicant, supporters, or opponents will be permitted. Any questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission will direct the question to the appropriate person if necessary. Finally, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant unless requested or permitted by the commission. An individual supporting or opposing the application will only be allowed one opportunity to speak to the commission. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Our first public hearing is subdivision 2117-18, Edward D. and Lauren R. Gabor.
This is a standard subdivision. The standard subdivision proposes to subdivide 17.6580 acres into four single-family lots. The property is located on the west side of Gravel Hill Road, Route 30, and approximately 1,975 feet east of Springfield Road, Road 47. The zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential District. The 911 is not available. The tax map is District 234, Map 8, Parcel 49. Staff would submit into the record comments from the Office of Drinking Water, the Delaware Electric Co-op, the Division of Public Health, the Sussex Conservation District, DLDOT, the Office of State Fire Marshal, the Engineering Department. There is a site plan. We received comments from DENREC, Division of Groundwater Discharge. We received comments from the 911 mapping and addressing. We'd also note that they are asking for waivers from the forested landscape buffer and the street design standards. And thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application? Yes, sir. Please come forward. I'll put your state your name and address for the record, and don't be intimidated. We don't bite.
Okay. My name is John Roach. I'm with John B. Roach Engineering. I did the surveying and the site work for this. Located on 22184 Melson Road in Georgetown, Delaware. This is a 17-acre site that really did not have a definitive access off of the road. So therefore, we're proposing to put in a 50-foot wide access lane that would service the four lots. In looking at this parcel, we decided we need, of course, to look at the septic first. So we hired Atlantic Resource Management, did a preliminary site evaluation, and we use that to help us to evaluate where the lot lines go. So that's kind of what we've got. We've received approvals from DLDOT. We've received approvals from the Delaware State Fire Marshal's office. And I think we've also with Public Works with the Sussex County. We haven't done Sussex Conservation District just yet. We are asking for a relaxation of the major subdivision requirement since it's a four-lot subdivision.
Okay. We'll see if anyone has any questions for you, just to complete the record, Mr. Wheatley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I've reviewed what the applicant has submitted, and Mr. Roach has done a very professional and complete job with that. I really don't have any questions.
Mrs. Hoey Stevenson, you have any questions?
I don't have any questions either.
Mr. Hudson?
No questions, thanks.
Mr. Hopkins?
No questions.
Just to confirm, this is in an AR zoned zoning district?
Correct.
That's right. Okay. Well, Mr. Roach, have a seat nearby. We'll see if anyone has any interest in your application, okay?
I have a letter I'm delivering for a neighbor. In favor of
in
this.
In favor? Give it to Mrs. Cornwell. Ms. Cornwell.
Make sure it's part of the record.
Is there anyone here who'd like to speak in favor of subdivision 2017-18? In favor. Anyone like to speak in opposition to this application? Seeing no one rise, does anyone on the commission have any questions? Staff?
Thank you.
Ms. Cornwell? No. Ms. Robertson? Okay, we're going to close the public hearing.
I think you got somebody in the back.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't see you stand up. So I didn't mean to move along so quickly. Your name and address for the record.
Mike Langan. I'm at 22380 Gravel Hill Road. I'm at the adjacent lot to it.
Mm-hmm.
And my biggest concern is, I know that they have just built one lot. it's not a real big concern, but they just built on parcel 5103. You see right there? Right there, mm-hmm. Yeah. Now they really had to build that lot way up to get that ground right to, so my biggest concern is if you look on the south side of behind my lot, this area is really, really, really wet. I know they really built this land up. I just want to make sure that they don't build this up so high that they're running a drainage in my property. Cause me some issues. That's the only concern I have. Because that's like, it's mud there right now.
Well, that's certainly a valid concern, but I can assure you that the Sussex County Conservation District will not allow that to happen because it's illegal. They can't okay. do that to you. They must contain their stormwater on their property, so okay. that they're not allowed to run it onto you.
But, I mean, yeah.
And their on-site septic will limit how far back they can go with their septic system as well?
Yeah, that was it. Because, like I said, that's all why. I mean, if you go down there today, you'll be walking in mud.
Sure.
So that was my biggest concern. And if they build it up like they did the other house, and it's going to come towards me and cause me issues.
Gotcha. Okay. Thank you. Anyone else in opposition? Try to move along a little slower. Back to the commission, staff? No? Okay, we're going to close the public hearing. You're welcome to stay with us this evening to see if we make a decision, or you may call the office in the morning. Our next public hearing is conditional use number